Good morning. It's June 11th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's topic, siblings. Definition of siblings: children of the same parents, each of whom is perfectly normal until they get together. Sam Levinson. What can I say about my brother? I mean, you know, that even children would be permitted to read. They say that siblings are the only enemy you absolutely can't live without. I'm the younger brother. That means there has never been a time for me when there wasn't a firstborn somewhere nearby or in the conversation. Down through the millennia, first sons have been the heirs to titles, to land, to money, to privilege. Second sons, on the other hand, have always resented it, from biblical Jacob cheating his older brother Esau out of his inheritance to the prodigal son who left in anger, knowing that his older brother would get the lion's share of the inheritance. It would seem that the second sons had reason to complain of unfairness, until we see that God often favored the second son over the first, as with Isaac and Ishmael, Jacob and Esau, Perez and Zerah, Joseph and Reuben, and even Solomon over his unnamed older brother who died as an infant. While the scriptural principle behind this trend might well be Christ's proclamation that the first shall be last, the fact remains that in this life, when the chips are down, your sibling is always there for you. There is no question that while growing up, my brother often took the heat as the elder, even if I was the instigator of whatever mischief had occurred. While it seemed my big brother beat me in every competition, he was always available to play again, even after I repeatedly claimed he had cheated, or I had flipped over the chessboard, or whatever horrible little brother things I did that I can't now recall. When I felt threatened at school, there was always my big brother to look out for me. Later, through college and medical school, whenever I ran into a sticky wicket, he was there to get me out. Even today, both in our mid-60s, I know that if everything falls apart in my life, I will always be able to turn to my brother. I've watched this with my own children. Now grown, the girls have an almost physical need to get together from time to time. Many of my son's escapades while a teen have only recently come to light because his sisters had his back, and together they made sure the parental units never had a clue. All our kids lived through the emotional trauma of becoming a blended family, and it's clear they depended on each other, always having each other's backs. My wife is an only child. I'm probably not speaking out of turn when I say one of her regrets has been the lack of a sibling, even when she sees our daughters or my brother and I going at it. Siblings are special. It's not just blood. They've often experienced not only the same upbringing, but the same cities, moves, schools, churches, and sometimes even shared friends, as well as hand-me-down clothes, toys, bikes, you name it. Siblings have shared memories. Christians certainly understand this, having been adopted into God's family as sons and daughters, Ephesians 1:5, Romans 8:15. This, quite naturally, makes all believers brothers and sisters, and it is used as a term of endearment and deep respect throughout the New Testament, Romans 7:4, 1 Corinthians 1:26, Galatians 1:2, and 3:15. While siblings are naturally rivals, having competed for their parents' approval and attention, they are also a constant that can be turned to throughout one's life. My mother was very close to her little brother right up until his death, as was my father to his little brother. Siblings are for life. If you are blessed enough to have a brother or a sister, make sure that you let them know from time to time that you wouldn't have it any other way. If you are estranged from a sibling, unestrange them right now, today, or at the latest tomorrow. Don't go through life holding a grudge or refusing to forgive a sibling. In the end, you've caused yourself suffering and lost an invaluable resource. Christ tells us to love God and love each other. Scripture repeatedly refers to that each other as brother and sister. God did that for a reason. If you mess with a big sister, remember there is always a younger, crazier sister behind her. That's who you don't want to mess with. Anonymous. My brother is my best friend until he tells on me. Then he's my brother. Anonymous. Brotherhood, man's oldest competition. Sisterhood, man's oldest cult. Anonymous. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our siblings. We love them in a unique way. They remain one of the constants in our lives, and constants are often comforting. Thank you for adopting all who love Christ into your family so that we might have the rights and privileges of being the sons and daughters of the Almighty God. Whom shall we fear indeed? Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.